America's retreat from world affairs is causing lasting damage to the global rules-based order. President Trump has pledged to withdraw the US from the Paris Climate Change Agreement, as well as pulling out of international trade deals and the UN Human Rights Council. In this podcast, the top legal advisors to two former presidents consider America's disengagement. John Bellinger and Harold Coe served as legal advisor to the US State Department under Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama, respectively. They assess America's weakening position on the world stage and how the Trump administration threatens to undermine the shared system of global governance. We begin with John Bellinger, who warns of the implications for human rights and the rule of law.
I think that we've already seen a lot of damage to our alliances, the reputation of the United States, to U.S. leadership, to our institutions and diplomacy. I'm concerned about damage to institutions that we may have permanently withdrawn from, and I'm concerned about the U.S. reputation for commitment to human rights and the rule of law. I think in some ways this could be the most important, even though it's intangible, because so much of the rest of the world has now seen this darker side of the United States, with its willing to tolerate travel bans and on Muslim countries, on white supremacist groups, on refugees, on children being locked in cages. Just right now, the U.S. has really lost the leverage to be able to raise human rights issues around the world, particularly issues about the importance of the free press.
The U.S. will find it hard to reassert its global leadership role, says Bellinger, as he assesses the shift in relations with other countries when it comes to international law.
U.S. leadership in the world is being ceded in ways that I don't think will come back that easily. Countries like Russia and China are rapidly flowing into the voids where the U.S. has retreated, and I don't think we can easily fill those voids again. This is not really a new thing. When we would negotiate treaties, our treaty partners would remind us about the Kyoto Protocol, or about the fact that actually the U.S. had led the efforts with respect to the International Criminal Court and then ended up being one of only seven countries that voted against it. To a certain extent, the U.S. is used to this, but I think the extremity in the Trump administration will mean that there will be real suspicion and skittishness about dealing with the United States.
Bellinger also considers the issue of bureaucratic resistance in the U.S. government and the guardrails in place to keep the president in check, while also praising the chief legal officers in the administration.
I don't think there should be a deep state that is trying to oppose the president. It's important for career officials, and that's probably what we call the bureaucracy, to educate the president and to educate the political officials with whom they work. This happens in every administration. This is just an extreme right now, because they're the officials in this administration, starting at the top, have so little understanding of what government does and the value that it delivers to the American people, the people who were providing some guardrails for some of the president's crazier initiatives are gone. So I think what that means is that other players need to then perform the guardrail function. Hopefully Congress will step up. I do think that a bright spot in this administration are the chief legal officers of most of the national security departments. They may actually be sort of the unsung heroes of this administration, that having an experienced group of chief legal officers in these national security departments is a good and fortunate thing.
Harold Coe served as legal advisor to the State Department under President Obama and was also Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy and Human Rights during Bill Clinton's administration. He assesses America's diminishing global influence, focusing on its withdrawal from the Paris Climate Deal and the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
I'm carrying the flag against preemptive surrender. Trump announced we will withdraw from Paris. Legally, he can't do anything till November 4th, 2019. If he gives notice, we don't actually withdraw till November 4th, 2020. The next election is on November 3rd, 2020. By then, he could be voted out of office. And so it could well be that we never withdraw from Paris at all. But people say we've withdrawn from Paris, we're preemptively withdrawn from Paris. We're still in. We're just a lame duck. This is what I call resigning without leaving. We resigned. We haven't left. Nobody's listening to us. It's even worse than the trade area. The TPP, we helped to negotiate. We left. Now we're trying to get back in, and we're not going to get any influence in that. Our system is taking a lot of punishment. I mean, really misdirected and based on no strategy at all, a series of impulses.
Coe goes on to consider the longevity of the Trump administration and how the law can be used to push back against the potential dismantling of the global governance system.
If you've been over to Europe recently, they all think about Brexit as a long-term event, but they think about Trump as only for now. They don't see it as a permanent. You know, they see it as a blip. The realist approach here is to either ascribe to Trump some sort of superhuman qualities or to just fight back with the law on our side. Well, I think the legal strategy has to be combined with the political strategy. And I have never believed that this system is self-executing or that it's the self-correcting. You need a lot of willpower. You need a lot of support. That's where we are. It's a fight. We can't be discouraged, but we also can't be complacent. It's a threatening moment. And so the job of engaged citizens is to fight back and try to preserve what we have. Trump has the power of initiative, but it doesn't mean he has the power of lasting change. Don't talk yourself into paralysis just because this morning's tweet discouraged you. You know, that's essentially what's happening. It's been 2 years. People are exhausted. They're looking for more hopeful signs. But, you know, is there any movement of human rights, you know, from Thurgood Marshall to LGBT to, women's rights, where people didn't just say, we're going to keep fighting even if things look bad and, you know, we shall overcome.